Hey everyone, welcome to Sweet Seas Podcast. I'm Catherine.
And I'm Alana. Thanks for joining us for our fourth episode where we spotlight some of the sweetest talent in the Hershey area's sports scene.
Today we're excited to host Madison Bowe, standout softball player for the Hershey High School softball team.
Maddie has had excellent games so far this season. She started all games this season and pitched 100 innings and in total threw 1,389 pitches. She has had 95 strikeouts and only 9 walks.
Hi, Maddie. Thanks for joining us.
Hi.
When did you start playing softball?
I started playing softball when I was around, 5 years old. And I stopped playing for a little bit, but then I started it up again to get more serious and into it.
What got you interested in the sport?
Dad played baseball his whole life, and before I was born, both my parents played slow pitch softball, and I guess when you're younger, it's just kind of your parents put you into every sport, and that was just one of them that happened to be it.
What are the main positions in softball, and what does each position do?
So there's 9 positions on a softball field. Do you have your outfielders, which is center field, left field, and right field, and they're kind of farther back. And then you have your infield, which is pitcher, catcher, first base, second base, shortstop, third base. And each position kind of has their own different role. The catcher obviously catches the pitches, and pitcher and the catcher are kind of pretty big roles because the catcher can see is the only position that can see the entire field. And the pitcher obviously is throwing the pitches. And then the defense, which is everyone else, kind of makes the plays, and that's how you get outs.
Yeah, when we did lacrosse, it was a lot of positions too. What do you love most about playing softball?
I like the connections that I make with other people. I have made so many friends from playing softball, and not just from playing softball, but just having things in common with them, I think has been one of my favorite things.
Do you have any hobbies outside of softball?
I hang out with my friends a lot. I do weightlifting and just spending time with family, especially now that we're in summer. I like to go swimming a lot, stuff like that.
What does a typical week of practice look like for you?
So during high school season, we would have practice every single day, and we would have it right after school for about 2 to 2.5 hours. And we usually warm up and stuff, and then we would do specific drills, different defense work to help prepare us for what we're going to see in a game. And yeah, just a lot of hitting, a lot of fielding to prepare us for when we had in-season softball, we would have 3 games a week. So we would have 2 practices and 2 or 3 games.
What do you think is the hardest thing about softball that people don't realize?
I would say probably, I think you could say this for a lot of sports, is the mental side of things and having confidence, because you're not always going to be perfect at what you do. So you're obviously going to struggle at times. And I think just keeping your head up and finding motivation to continue to play is extremely hard sometimes.
What has been your most memorable moment on the field?
I would say probably beating Lower Dolphin this year was huge for us, because Hershey hasn't beat Lower Dolphin in 23 years so I think that was so much fun. It was talked about for so long. We prepared ourselves a lot for it, and I think we just went in with a fun mindset, and that was probably one of the funnest games I've ever played. I think that was probably the highlight of my season this year.
Who was your biggest influence when you first started?
Probably my dad, because he obviously played when he was younger, and he was kind of one of the main reasons that I started, and he helped me learn just the basics, and I think without him I wouldn't be where I'm at now in my softball career. So
how would you describe the team dynamic? Do you have a strong bond with your teammates?
Yeah, I definitely do. We have a lot of upperclassmen. We had 9 seniors this year, so it's going to be hard next year because they all graduated. Mm-hmm. But we had 9 seniors, so we had so many people to look up to. And I would say we have a pretty strong dynamic, I think, especially this year, because this was so many people's last season. I think we really found a way to come together and play as a team. And I think that helped a lot. It's having people that are experienced on the team.
Do you have any pregame practices or routine?
I don't really, I wouldn't, okay, so like for away games, I always have to listen to music, and for some reason, like every time I listen to music, my headphones are at like a really low battery. So I have to make sure my headphones are like under 10% when I'm on my way to a game, and listening to music. And before games, just like mentally prepare myself, I like to look up the teams before we play them so I can see kind of what we're gonna be expecting.
My like AirPods, they're always at like a bad percentage.
Me
So
too.
using my mom's are like this.
I know, me too.
So, how do you mentally prepare before a big game?
I think the biggest thing for me is just not thinking about it. Because if I think too much about it, if I go too much in depth about it, then I get myself like more nervous and worked up. So I think like going in with just an open mind helps me the most.
How did you stay focused during tough moments?
That's a really good question. I've thought about this one for a while. I think that just remembering like why you're doing it and what you're doing it for, and just like remembering that like no one is perfect, and I think just keeping a positive attitude. And I think what I said earlier, like what helps for me is like thinking about something that's like not even relevant to softball. Like if like we're about to like lose a game, like I'm not it's hard for me to think like, oh my goodness, like what if we lose this game, but more or less like, oh, like what am I gonna do after this? Like stuff like that, because it helps to get my mind off of it.
How do you and your teammates support each other on and off the field?
I think just like knowing what each other needs. We like harped on that a lot this year, as like if you make a bad play or strike out or do something bad, like knowing like, oh, do you want me to talk to you about it, or do you just want me to like kind of leave you alone? I think was really important, because then it could help us get back into the position that we need to be to play well. So
We know that you won't be graduating high school yet, but do you plan on playing softball in college in a couple of years?
yes, I do. I can officially get recruited now because I am not a sophomore anymore. So I've been looking into a lot of colleges too. Play.
If your team had a walk-up song, what would yours be?
I don't really know. I guess like my travel team has a has like walk-up songs, and so we all kind of like make it something funny. Like mine's "Who's That Girl" by Eve, and yeah, and so we all try to make it something that like isn't super duper serious, but I would definitely have something like that.
If you could play alongside one softball player, who would it be and why?
I've been watching a lot of Texas Tech, and Najee Kennedy has been so, she's so cool. She's so awesome. And she has a lot of energy, so I'd probably play with her. And I think she'd be really fun as well. And she seems like a really nice person.
What gives you confidence on the field?
I think I look at my parents a lot when I'm playing, and like turning around and seeing them like watching me and like supporting me and seeing my team supporting me. I think that gives me a lot of confidence, because I know that like I'm not alone out there, you know?
How has your game improved since freshman year?
I would say my pitching has improved a lot. I think I gained a lot of confidence knowing the coaches better and knowing the team better. I had a lot more strikeouts this year, and my ERA was lower this year. And also, I think, yeah, just like knowing the team, knowing playing the teams again for the next year, knowing what they're going to be like, I think that helped a lot.
Is there a specific skill or technique you've worked hard to master?
I would say my hitting has been a big thing. I used to be really bad at hitting, but I worked hard, a lot harder, to get to where I'm at right now. And also with pitching, just learning different pitches, like the different pitches that I throw, like my rise ball has been a big part of like getting better and like just knowing the game more.
What's your favorite inside joke with the team?
We have this inside joke on my high school team, and we say like when something goes wrong, we say it's just an egg, because when we had like a team meeting once, and I was talking about how my brother was decorating Easter eggs, and he like broke one or something like that, and he started like freaking out and crying, and I was like, oh, like Vinny, it's just an egg, and it kind of became an inside joke on our team. So
If you had to choose the funniest person on your team, who would it be and why?
that's a hard one, because I feel like everyone is like equally funny, but I would say Either Ashley Chris or Grace O'Connor are probably the funniest because they have such a good sense of humor and they know like how to make me like real laugh. Like, you know, when like you're talking to someone and you kind of like are just laughing
Just
because
like
like
fake
yeah,
laughing
because like
involuntarily. Or like me too.
it's like you have to like they know how to get like they know how to genuinely like make me like smile.
Yeah.
How do you hype each other up before a big game?
I would say just making sure everyone is like focused and like locked in, and like if someone's like messing around, like being like, okay, like we have to like stay focused in this moment and just like being there for each other.
What has been the highlight of your season so far?
I don't know. Probably beating Lower Dauphin, and also we increased our record a lot. We made it to the first round of districts, but we actually lost to Lower Dauphin, but I think that was a big thing. We went 14-6 this year, which last year we were 12-8. So just like improving our record and like improving like our errors and stuff like that.
What personal goals do you have for the season?
Probably just to keep a positive attitude, because I tend to get down on myself a lot when I'm not performing well. And also, I would say just to like hit better, obviously, like just play better and work harder outside of actual practices.
How do you bounce back from a loss or mistake, and what motivates you to keep pushing yourself?
Just knowing again that like my teammates are there for me, and also like focusing on what I need to do. If I made a mistake, like going to coaches, going to other people and being like, how can I fix this? I think has had like a huge impact on me.
How do you stay ready during the off season?
I do a lot of workouts. For pitching, I do a lot of like sprinting and stuff like that. Like Claire has actually taught me a lot of stuff that I can do. So a lot of like running, sprint, yeah, and to get my legs stronger, and also like going to hitting lessons, going to pitching lessons, stuff like that to keep me prepared. And also my summer season for travel.
What is your favorite part of a game?
I would say probably like halfway through when like the adrenaline starts going through, because like before you're like kind of nervous and then after you're like tired. So I'd say like during the actual game is probably my favorite because it gives me that like, you know.
What is your go-to game day hairstyle?
I do a slick back, and I do a little braid down the middle of my hair, and then I put it in bubble braids.
That's cute.
Yeah.
What's something softball has taught you that applies to life outside of the sport?
I would say it taught me how to be a leader, to people. And it doesn't being a leader, like it doesn't necessarily mean like telling people what to do, but like just being able to work well with others, leadership, like helps, and it helps like make connections and stuff like that too.
How do you feel right before the first pitch?
I get a little nervous sometimes. When we're at away games, I kind of like it better because we hit before, like when you're at an away game, you hit before because you're the away team. But when you have a home game, you're the first to go out on the field. So I would say before home games, I get a little bit nervous, but I also get excited too because like this is like what I do, like, you know?
Does your team have any weird or fun traditions?
Every time after like we make a play or like before an inning, we'll all go in the circle and we'll put our fingers on the ball and we'll say peanuts on three. And it's just kind of something we've done like all season. So I would say that's probably one of my favorites that we do.
Do you have a team chant or song you always do before a game?
Not really. Just like I guess cheers during the game is probably what we do.
What is a moment that made you realize how much you love the sport?
So back in January, I got the opportunity to go to Select 30, which is this like big camp that in Florida that like people get invited to, and you go and like you don't just like only learn about softball, but you learn about nutrition and like weightlifting, like stuff like that. And I think that like meeting people there that were all over like the country, like I met girls from like Canada and different parts of the US. I think that was probably what made me realize that like I like to play softball and I love playing softball because of the people that I met there and like realizing like, oh, like this sport just helped me grow so close to you in just like 2 or 3 days.
Now it's time for a quick sweet, sweet round. Do you have a favorite Hershey candy?
I like Reese's and I also like Kit Kats.
Oh, yeah. Pre-game hype song?
Headlines by Drake.
Dream vacation spot and why?
Paris. I've always wanted to go there since I was little.
It's
And
so fun.
Yeah. And my room even used to be like Paris themed.
One word your teammates would use to describe you?
I would say probably energetic.
Wow, what an exciting interview. We are so happy to have you on our podcast.
Huge thanks to Madison Bo for being on today's show.
Don't forget to follow Sweet Seats Podcast and leave a review or comment on who you want to see next.
Catch you next time on Sweet Seats!